all who shall see these presents, greetings. I'm Adam Best. This is Veterans in the Wild. Reveille, reveille, reveille. Ladies and gentlemen, soldiers, sailors, marines, airmen, and coasties, welcome to episode 20, and thank you for coming back. Gosh, I can't believe it's been 20 episodes already, and thank you for taking this journey with me. I've loved all the interactions with the fans, and it's been amazing to meet all the guests we've had so far in 20 episodes. It really has been shocking how fast they've gone, but as the saying goes, like, the time's going to pass anyway, so you might as well make the most of it. Got a few quick announcements, and then we're going to get on with this show. Episode 20 here, this is going to be the Season 1 recap. We're going to take a little break from the show to take some time and focus on some major improvements that the show needs. I want to pause so that I can improve mostly on video content. I'm currently not doing that with any of the shows. I have a YouTube channel, but it's pretty blank. So I want to get the episodes, the video content, really, really kicking butt and lined up so that when I'm putting episodes out, I get the video out there as well. I need to line up some more guests and streamline a few more processes. Also, in the month of November, a few personal things. I'm starting a new job. I'm moving, so good time to take a little pause, and I really hope that when I come back shortly here, you guys will see a major difference, and the show's really stepped up a whole level in the short time we're going to be taking a pause. So, it's early October. We are, of course, going to have a Veterans Day issue. I can't have a Veterans podcast and miss Veterans Day, but we will officially be back full-time Tuesday, November 30th. That's the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. So not quite a two-month break, but I really do think it's going to be major improvements. I think everyone will enjoy the changes that I'm going to get through in these 2 months. And we'll look to see it right before Christmas or the holidays. And yeah, like I said, it's really been fun to go back and look at where we've come from episode 1 all the way to episode 20. And just to go back, you know, I look back all the way to the very first guest, Kevin Pinkney. I would almost say he was a victim because he was the very first show I was hosting a guest on, and he was kind of just helping me just stumble through that very first show. But the value that Kevin brought was that he went from, you know, the authoritative structure of the military to being a solopreneur, and it was his own business. He didn't have a partner, or he didn't even have employees. He was working for himself by himself. So he had all the structure of the military. We had to show up on time, and there's someone to answer to where there's no schedule. You don't have to get anything done. He's only answering to himself. He added a lot of value on how to handle that transition, because it is a major change. I launched the show just before Memorial Day. I did that intentionally, of course. And when I went to some parades for Memorial Day, I got a real mindset shift from one of the speakers I heard. That was episodes 2 and 4 where I talked about Memorial Day, what I thought about it. And then I heard the speaker that I went to during the ceremony and really learned a lot from it. And now sort of look at Memorial Day in a whole different light. Yeah, that's episode 4 if you want to go listen to that. Being a new podcaster, I fell on my face and didn't plan well. Joe Rosen is episode 5. He saved my butt. I was like, I really need a guest. It was, you know, Friday night. I was like, I got to record this podcast tomorrow so I can put it out by Tuesday because I don't know what I'm doing with editing or anything yet. Joe was awesome, though. He was an Arab linguist while he was doing 10 years in the Army, deployed to Afghanistan, and had a lot of stories of that and leading soldiers. And now he's totally transformed his life into doing, he's a leader in the real estate industry here in Florida and just doing great things. You can find him all over YouTube. And this is what I've enjoyed about the journey is the differing guests that I've had, because the next one, Tracy Dobbins, is now doing nonprofits trying to fight homelessness. But he also added value talking about, he got to experience the turnover of the Panama Canal. Because he was stationed in Panama, he met his wife down there. You heard his story of resilience, of he wasn't happy with the job he was doing in the Air Force, and he literally shouldered the responsibility to find out how he could change his job And then people were coming to him like, hey, how'd you do this? I want to go do that. I want to get out of this place because that rating in the Air Force or the MOS in the Air Force was pretty much stationed in the north of America and like the northern part of the United States. And he just didn't want to be there. So he got himself a brand new gig. I was honored to have a Navy SEAL on my show, William Branham, who wasn't satisfied being a Navy SEAL. He wanted to be a Navy SEAL sniper because the lead of the lead, I guess, was his best. He shared his story that he was in the room when they signed the Iraqi Constitution. You know, that's really a monumental step. William now runs a CBD company that's helping specifically veterans and first responders. So it's definitely a cause close to my heart. The next two guests were people I deployed with and served with, close to my heart as well. Chris Jackson talked a lot about he took a very unique route in getting into the Naval Academy. So if you're looking for, or if you know someone trying to get in, there's definitely different routes to go. And he also had a lot of fun memories because he and I were definitely two pranksters on our ship, and he got me through a lot of hard times. Episode 10 was emotional and also a trip down memory lane for me. It was my very first chief on my first ship. One of the things he taught me and that we kind of highlighted in our show was how important mindset is for everyone. It's sort of mindset over anything. We also talked about crossing the line when he was the royal baby. If you don't know what that is or if you haven't got to experience that, even if you're in the Navy, that's certainly worth hearing about because that's just that's a great ceremony for the Navy when you're out in the middle of deployment. And it's one of those traditions that all the branches have their own. That's one the Navy really does. But whatever branch you served in, you'll definitely be able to relate something to that. Episode 11, we brought on a Vietnam Marine, and this guy lived up to the name of being a United States Marine. He talked about going on a college campus shortly after returning from Vietnam. And I was like, I'm not sure where we're going with this story, but he sort of talked about that he might have, you know, ripped someone's head off because he'd just gotten back from war and there were protesters of the war, as happened a lot back then. But had a lot of great stories. I connected very well with Charles, who also gave 30 years to the accounting and payroll industry, has run an extraordinary business. You definitely got to check out his book, The Payroll Book. Charles Reed was an incredibly interesting man. Wow. I mean, that's I think it's only half the guests so far. We've had Robbie Yates, still active duty. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Robbie Yates was in the Coast Guard, got out, and is doing now the WhatsApp. It's sort of transforming how you can network because it's all digital now. You get everyone's content, and you can just focus on personal interactions without having to worry about, oh, do you have a business card? Oh, can I write down your phone number? But he also talked about sailing on a ship that Hitler was on. Talked about how training cadets at the Coast Guard Academy, a lot of different perspective because he was our only member of the Coast Guard in his first season of our show. Ken Danos is a Army pilot, also a medic, competed at the highest level when the Army has, you know, fun competition, but he took second place in an Army medic's, you know, competition, but they're proving their skills, and he was surprised at how well he did because he sort of just got thrown into doing it, but was able to go out there and kick some butt. He's doing an online training platform specifically to help veterans, but of course for businesses as well. Ken is episode 12 if you want to learn more about him. No, I'm sorry, he's episode 13. Gary McDermott was episode 14. He went from being a Navy nuke, some of the brightest the Navy has, and now he's a cash flow engineer. Went from nuclear engineer to cash flow engineer and is very specialized in passive income and is doing great things with his company. And that's sort of one of the American dreams is, you know, making money while you sleep. Gary McDermott's episode 14. Russ Rao was another, he was a chief in the Navy. I served with him and deployed with him on my first ship. Some of our episode was just talking smack to each other, which veterans are known to do. But he had a lot of perspectives on military life because he met his wife early in his time in the service, talked a lot about, you know, how they interacted, how they worked well to get through that time, the 24 years he did in the Navy, serving in the Navy. And also, you know, seeing family was when he was deployed over in Ireland, a lot of different perspectives that he has. Amy Forsyth offered very unique perspective. She was episode 18 because she was an enlisted Marine and is now an officer in the United States Navy. The roles that she had just didn't exist in the Marine Corps, so she transferred to the Navy, offering perspectives from two services, which was very cool. In the Marine Corps, she escorted civilian journalists into war zones to sort of give them the perspective and the safety so that they could come back and show the American people what's going on in those war zones. Her message was also how much 9/11 impacted her career as she's gotten out, gone into the reserves, thought about getting out, but 9/11 and all the things that happened to our country since then have kept calling her back into uniform. She joked one time that, no, she didn't joke, but it's amazing because she has 10 DD-214s and she's continuing to serve. So we'll see where she gets to when she finally retires. Episode 19 last week was our first submarine sailor. John Rennie served on the USS Tennessee for 5 years. Knew from his early childhood that that's what he wanted to do, was to drive submarines around. Did, I think, 7 deployments on a boomer sub, and just took all those lessons that he learned on watch and the principles of proper watch standing and taking care of people that the Navy instills in us, the military instills in us. And he continued that into the business world. He was 22 years running successful corporations and decided to punch out to go into his own business, a manufacturing plant now, where he still uses the same principles. But his big lesson is that leadership remains a people business. It's focusing on who you're trying to lead, how to get them to be successful, and the rest sort of takes care of itself. So John was episode 19, a lot of perspectives on what life's like underneath the water, and great discussion on leadership. Definitely recommend his books as well. So as I said, we're going to be taking a break now. We'll be back November 30th full-time, and we will have a Veterans Day episode. I have a few people in mind, trying to line them up for that episode. We're either going to do a panel or if I can get one guest to nail, if I can line that up, I have a special guest that I've been trying to track down. So we will have one coming out the week of Veterans Day, and then, like I said, back full-time November 30th. I, again, want to thank everyone who's listened, who's participated, who's given feedback or comments through season one. I think I'll probably miss doing the show every week, but I really look forward to ramping up season two and bringing a whole lot higher caliber every week to you when we return. So I appreciate you guys. I hope you've enjoyed value. If you have, we'd certainly appreciate sharing the show, liking the show, subscribing, sharing it with friends, giving us a review, and we will see you after Thanksgiving. Thanks, everyone.